Fox News. A federal appeals court hears arguments today about the legality of DACA.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, created by executive order in 2012 to protect young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children from deportation. Former President Trump tried to end the immigration policy after taking office in 2017, but was blocked by courts. Since then, another court decision blocked new DACA applications as part of a challenge from the state of Texas. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear the Biden administration's appeal of that order.
Fox's Jared Halperin. President Biden heads to Cleveland today, where he'll tell iron workers at a union training center a new administrative rule will allow coronavirus relief money to be used to shore up as many as 200 pension funds now facing insolvency. Charges have been filed against the man police say sprayed an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago with rifle fire.
7 counts of first-degree murder. For the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community.
Prosecutor Eric Reinhardt says a conviction would mean mandatory life in prison with no chance for parole, and more charges are coming. And it's been learned that police twice went to the suspect's home on reports of threatened violence in 2019, but neither episode triggered the state's red flag laws, allowing the suspect to buy 5 guns legally. Vice President Kamala Harris visited first responders in Highland Park last evening after earlier telling a teachers' union conference in Chicago,
Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
A Santana concert in suburban Detroit ended abruptly last night when Carlos Santana was taken away on a stretcher after collapsing on stage at the Pine Knob outdoor concert venue. His manager says the 74-year-old Santana was suffering from dehydration. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are new calls for a federal investigation into the video sharing app TikTok.
Intelligence Committee Chair Democratic Senator Mark Warner and Senator Marco Rubio, the top Republican on the panel, are calling for the investigation. The request follows reports that the social media app allowed its engineers and executives in China to repeatedly access the private data of U.S. users. This despite repeated claims that the data was protected. Neither TikTok or the FTC have commented. Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The FDA has temporarily lifted its ban of electronic cigarettes and related products marketed by Juul, while the company appeals the agency's order to pull all of its products off store shelves. A wildfire is once again chasing people from their homes in Northern California's mountains.
About 1,400 people in 2 counties are under mandatory evacuation orders and warnings for a wildfire that may have been sparked by fireworks or a barbecue. The electrifier in the Sierra Nevada gold country broke out Monday afternoon in a recreation area packed with people. The fire has tripled in size to more than 6 square miles. Cal Fire says it's only 5% contained. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Downtown Akron, Ohio was mostly calm for a second straight night. Mayor Dan Horrigan says as long as it stays that way, the two-night curfew is lifted an hour from now. Late last night, there was a protest near the Summit County Jail, but that was just outside the curfew zone and was relatively peaceful. Protesters counting to 60, the number of times the coroner says 25-year-old Jalen Walker was shot after a police pursuit last week. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, the governor of Donetsk has urged the 350,000 people living there to evacuate as Russian forces take control of the neighboring Luhansk province. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.